Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
Morning, Wendy.
Hello, team. Hi, Kerry.
So, Wendy, we got the email from you, and it does pose a fantastical question. What happens if your in-full repairs TV gets looted? What do you do? I don't know. What do you do?
Well, no. I mean, talk about wrong place, wrong time, right? So not all the appliances which were stolen from shops at warehouses last month in those days of madness were new and belonging to the store. Some were actually belonging to customers who had taken them in for warranty repairs. And one of those people was, he didn't want me to use his name, so I'll call him Aiden. And he emailed me to say that his Samsung 55-inch UHD smart TV, which he'd taken to Macro for repairs, was stolen during that looting spree. He says he bought it in 2017, and he'd taken out an extended warranty on it, so hence it was in for a warranty repair. And he says Macro has now advised me that they will refund me the purchase price of that TV, which was 8,000 Rand, and that I would need to pay the difference if I wanted another Samsung 55-inch smart TV. Mm. And he says, justifying that, him having to pay in, that in terms of the warranty, if the TV could not have been repaired, they would only have refunded the purchase price. And he says the issue here is that the TV was never assessed to understand if it could be repaired or not, because it was stolen from the store before that could happen.
Oh.
And he said, I'm grateful for the compensation, but I feel it's a bit unfair because I'm being put in a worse position.
Yeah.
Should I want to replace the TV, I'd need to pay in. It's an interesting one, and it's one which often comes up with, mostly comes up with insurance claims, right, where people feel they didn't get the right payout. And the same thing happens here, because he's saying he's been put into a worse position. But if you got a brand new Samsung, it would be worth more than a four-year-old one. His TV was 4 years old, right?
Yeah.
So if he had to get a brand new one, that is what the industry would call enrichment or betterment, right? So I said to him, you know, I don't believe this is unreasonable.
Yeah.
But I went to Macro for comment anyway, and they said, as a customer-centric business, we made the decision to reimburse all customers that had an item looted from our stores during the recent riots. To ensure that we were consistent in this approach, all affected customers were offered a credit corresponding to the original purchase price of that item. And as I said, I think that is fair, but it's an interesting issue. Of course I wanted to know, naturally curious to know, how many other people's appliances were stolen while in for repair at Game or Macro, which is both owned by Massmart. They're not saying, unfortunately. The answer I got was the total sum of the impact of the losses due to losing has not been publicly disclosed. As such, we are unable to comment on it. I think that's good corporate speech. We're not telling you because they must have sort of 6 weeks on. They must know how many people are affected because they're dealing with them, right, as in Aiden's case. So then they said, we have offered Aiden a full credit on the original purchase price that has been set, and we would love to assist him by linking him to one of our multimedia associates who can assist him with finding a suitable TV within that price range.
Yeah.
I went back to Aiden, and he's happy with that. So, also, by the way, when it comes to labor goods stolen during the unrest, I've had a few stores saying, we have no stock, what can we do? It's not fair, but what the answer to that from the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud is that goods that are paid for but not yet delivered, they remain the risk of the supplier in terms of the CPA. So if the store couldn't replace the item and hand it over once it was fully paid for, they would have to refund everything that the customer had paid up to that point, of course. But you do have some sympathy with these stores. I mean, imagine.
Fake car auction. What the actual?
Most of these fraudsters will piggyback on an auctioneer company or branch in Gauteng, Free State, areas where there's a lot of stock of cars.
Yeah.
But the victims are from all over the country, Cape Town, Durban, because, you know, the bargains are to be had up there, right, because they've got so much stock.
Yeah.
So I want to just warn people that how it works is the fraudsters piggyback, as I say, on a reputable brand such as Orcor. Sometimes it's actually Motus, which has a car auction wing. And they put ads on Instagram and Facebook. Insta is a big one. And they people respond, and then they send them, you know, photos and details about a whole lot of cars, and if they express interest, then the fraudster will say, actually, just for you, we can pull that off the auction. They claim these are bank repossessed cards, and it's easy to believe there's a lot of stock when you think of what's happened to people thanks to COVID, right? So it all kind of makes sense. And they say, well, we'll pull it off the auction and give it to you at this price, but we need your deposit. If you want to secure it, there are a lot of people after these cards. If you want to secure it, fraudsters always create a sense of urgency. You must pay your 20 or 30,000 rand now, the balance due whenever.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people do that, and then, you know, then the balance is paid. But, oh, no, we didn't include VAT in that quote. So now you must pay VAT. So, like this, after three payments, of course, they then start ghosting their customer, in inverted commas, and, you know, there's no car, and off they go.
Yeah.
So the South African Institute of Auctioneers is trying to spread the word about this. And so a lot of people, they're putting out a lot of stuff on socials and on their website and everything. So often if someone smells a rat and they start Googling, they will find the Institute's warning. But the thing is, all scams, the scam artists rely on their potential victims not knowing what the legitimate processes are and how things should work. So a board member of the Institute, of the Auctioneers Institute, Jacques van der Linde, says there is no way that auctioneers, and he's one himself, can pull a bank repoed car off an auction.
Yeah.
The banks just will not allow it. Otherwise, you can imagine, you've got a mate who says, "How? I'll give you this car for 20 bucks, you know, sort it." You can't, there's no such thing as pulling a car off a bank repossession auction. It has to go through the auction.
Yeah.
Plus, a reputable auctioneer will always allow you to look at a car, or if you're a Durban and you've got a mate in Joburg that can go and have a look, or Bloem, wherever it is. These scammers will say, yes, you can have a look, but when it actually comes, if you to make you feel comfortable, right? But if you actually say, all right, how do I see the car? Then the excuse to start, and well, do you want it or not? Because I've got 10 other people interested, and you just, so if you can't see a car that's going on auction, you know, be very, very wary. And also, as someone at Motors told me, their name has been used in vain by these fraudsters.
Yeah.
You have to go. If you're going to buy a car, you have to go through a FICA process, as anyone who's done this will know.
Yeah.
And you can't just pay cash into some bank account. There is a whole process to go through. And also remember, if it's a Capitec bank account, there are no business accounts with Capitec. Okay. So that's a big red flag.
And African Bank, as you told us last week.
Yeah, so no, yes, exactly. So please, the scam is very ripe at the moment.
Yeah.
I really don't want our people to fall for it.
Yeah.
That's the deal. No bank repo cards are pulled off auctions just for you. Do not pay your money, and certainly not into a Capitec account.
Perfect. Last thing you want to do is, you know, in these tough times, get caught out by a scabenga as well. So all of these about, you know, cars being pulled off fake car auctions and you being hoodwinked, all those details are up on our website, ecr.co.za. You can look for Consumer Watch, share, listen, and repeat.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.